The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, that's probably enough. I mean, how are you feeling?
Fine. I just blanked out for a minute or two.
Our lovely Queen has been on the throne longer than any other monarch, longer than Queen Victoria now. Uh-huh. And it should be a day of celebration. And if you're a royalist, then obviously you will be celebrating. So if you do want to get in touch and tell us how you, you know, possibly be celebrating. I'm disappointed we didn't get a bank holiday out of it. Would you have accepted a bank holiday, though? Well, being the royalist that
I'm
you are?
I'm retired, so it doesn't really affect me, does it?
But, I mean, just say, for instance, if there was a bank holiday going, would you have accepted it gracefully?
Well, Ian, as a nurse, we didn't really get bank holidays, and it would have been time off in lieu. But to be honest, I don't care. I mean, if people want a bank holiday and have street parties, then they can go for it, you know?
Okay, all right.
I'm a miserable person, aren't I?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, yeah, sometimes you come across as grouchy, but what I like about you is that, okay, you've got a quirky and different approach to certain things.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not alone, because there are people out there. I posted something on Facebook last night, and I don't know how it's gone. I haven't read it. But I think there was a lot of people that were kind of feeling the same way as you. Not quite so forceful, if you like. or not quite so opinionated. But I think everybody's got an opinion on it, and they're entitled to it.
Absolutely.
I think if they don't like the royal family, or they don't see the fascination, then fine. Shall we take a call?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Philip.
Hi, Phil.
That street party you was organising for today... What happened if you kicked the bucket yesterday? You wasted the money for nothing.
Well, you still get a nice tea and a bit of a party.
Yeah, maybe.
Bit of black bunting, you'd be fine.
You could put some black bunting up, that's true. It all depends on your point of view, doesn't it?
Yes.
But I'm like, yeah, I don't want a bank holiday, because I don't get bank holidays off, so why should everybody else have a day off?
Yeah. Are you working today, Phil?
I work every day.
All right.
On Sundays.
Okay, so it's not about the royal situation then, it's about you're all bitter and twisted because you have to work bank holidays.
No, I'm not bitter about working bank holidays, I'm not bothered about that. What bothers me is having to work for single time. So if we get another bank holiday, it's another day I get ripped off.
Yes. Is it that, I mean, that is true. I mean, people are not getting paid enhanced rates anymore for bank holidays or Sundays, am I right, Phil?
No, any day I get extra is Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. The rest of the time I get single time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people either work for a public service or in, you know, a service industry like hotels, pubs, whatever. Bank holidays, I mean, they're just a dream, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Even a weekend is a dream to me.
Oh, that's not cool.
No.
So, I mean, you're not a royalist then?
Only in the sense of my football team.
Right, okay, because Reading are the royals, itself. So where does that, I mean, where does that come from, the royals, I'm guessing?
Because Berkshire is the royal county of Berkshire.
So you can't have it both ways, eh? It sounds a bit hypocritical to me.
Well, it used to be the Broken Biscuit Men, because the Huntley and Palmer used to be in Reading.
Right.
Then at some point, for some reason, they changed it to the royals, I don't know why.
Yeah, so do you think we should still have a royal family?
No, I don't. I'd say not to the same scale it is now, because the way I look at it, it might be cynical. It's cutbacks everywhere, and yet the Queen's still living in luxury. So why should, if everybody else is having cutbacks, why shouldn't she have cuts? Get rid of some of her servants, make her get her own tea in the evening.
I like your thinking. I also think we should
really have servant cutbacks, aren't they?
I also think we should take it a step further. Give her a flat in Buckhouse and fill the rest with homeless people.
Well, I've got a plan for Buckingham House. I would evict her from Buckingham House, find somewhere else for her to live, and I'd turn it into a casino and a high-class hotel for people who can afford to come and stay there.
So not homeless people, then?
Not homeless people. I want to make some money out of it.
Crikey.
I like your thinking in a way, actually.
Yeah, if you made a packet out of it, then you can give the money to the homeless people from what you make, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I've just hit my mic. Yes, I like your thinking.
So, what about when you were younger? Is this something that you've grown into? Have you always thought this?
No, probably as I got older, what's the point? I remember when it's the Silver Jubilee, I was at school then, I remember we got a mug and a coin.
Yeah.
And that's still at my mum's house, and I keep meaning to go and reclaim it back. Not because it means anything to me, but the only reason I want to claim it back is sooner or later, when she does kick the bucket, it's going to be worth something.
So you don't mind cashing in on that, then?
Oh, of course, if I've got something to cash in on, why not?
See, I don't you think that's just a little bit hypocritical?
No. If there's money to be made, you might as well make it, haven't you?
It's a bit like, you know, because you didn't have a choice, did you, as a child in the Silver Jubilee? You got a mug and a coin, whether
well,
you wanted one or not.
I don't want one.
And it's a bit like when, was it U2, put this download onto your phone, said for
yeah.
free?
Yeah.
Well, you might not like U2, so you'd flog the album. That's not being hypocritical.
No, it's not.
Could you sell it then?
It's a download. If I put it onto a CD and flog it, I probably got done for breach of copyright. But, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And do you know, obviously you know I do a rock show.
Yeah.
If I play U2, do you know I get complaints?
Do you? Why?
Because people don't see U2 as rock anymore. I don't really myself, but I used to play classic U2, the old stuff like I Will Follow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if I put it on, I guarantee you I'm going to get someone messaging and complaining about me playing it.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is, because I can't... I mean, when did you start disliking U2?
I started liking U2 after the Joshua Tree. I thought they started going downhill after that. It just got worse and worse and worse as the years go on.
What about you, Bex?
I've never liked them.
Never liked them ever?
Never liked them all, Simple Minds.
What? Why?
I don't know. I didn't find their music musical. Is the only way I can do it. You know, like, the things like, we were talking about ELO and things like that. Loved all their songs because they were musical. But U2, it was all a bit poncy for me and posy, I guess.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from that. Bono is a bit of a ponce. I'm just choosing my words carefully here. Bono's a bit stuck up and up. Is it? Bono should keep his mouth shut about politics and blah, blah, blah. Just because you got money, go on, give all your money to the poor. Well, you got plenty, give some of yours to the poor.
But you know what, I discovered something the other day, which is if you live in Ireland, anything you earn, an artistic endeavour, so music, art, poetry, blah, 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 you don't pay any tax on.
Really?
Yeah. So he can afford to be a bit generous because he's not paying any tax.
But then we don't know how much he is giving elsewhere.
Well, I hope he's given everything he should have been paying in tax.
I mean, he probably still lives in a great big house, but, you know... But the interesting thing is, the reason why I ask is, when did you... You know, in your case, you'd never liked him, but obviously in Phil's case, he used to like him.
Yeah.
And it's a bit like the Queen. I mean, when I grew up, I didn't really get the fascination. When I was very, very small, you were obviously brainwashed to think that, you know, that is your Queen and you respect her and so on and so forth. And as you got a little bit older, you get a little bit more... Not so much resentful, you get a little bit more rebellious, I think is the term.
Yeah.
But I think everybody is, you have this kind of relationship with someone that you're never likely to meet over a long period of time. And let's be honest, it has been a long period of time. There's going to be times when you don't like her. Because, like in any relationship, there's going to be periods of time when you don't get on or you even split up even. and it's very similar. And I always remember my mum not being very complimentary about the Queen back in the 1980s. And I can't remember for why, but she now has the utmost respect for her because of, you know, the last 20, 30 years she's had supposedly a lot to deal with. and you know, she likes the way that she's carried herself. You know, and she, you know, a lot of people you talk to, they would say she's really remarkable because she's still working and doing all of these things at the age of, what's she, 90 now?
89, isn't she?
I mean, that's the thing. For what she does, I think she's an incredible lady because, you know, just say for instance, when she go back to the Jubilee a couple of years ago, and she had to stand in that boat in the pouring rain for X amount of time, and you think, how wonderful is that? Someone 87, 88 years old.
People giving me £32 million a year, I'd stand in the pouring rain for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She can do that because she's pampered from the moment she gets up to the moment she goes to bed. So the other 87-year-olds, wherever how old she is, they don't get that luxury, so they're probably a bit more frail.
But then, you know, look at all the hard work and the effort and the stuff that she was doing in World War II. When you really delve into, you know, the things that she was doing back then, it's incredible.
Do you know what, Ian? Do you know what's hard work? Being a single parent with three kids, no money and working as a nurse. Yeah, that's hard work. It's not turning up and opening up a plaque.
Have you ever driven an ambulance during, you know, wartime?
She didn't drive an ambulance, not anywhere that was dangerous.
Don't you think so?
No. She wasn't out on the front, was she?
No, she wasn't out on the front, but then, you know...
She was probably surrounded by blooming people doing everything for her. Oh, get that uniform on, Liz. Come on, a little photo opportunity here for you, love.
The facts are that she was doing all of those things during World War II. And I look at that and I think, well, that's quite remarkable. Let's not take our eyes off that. We can always push it away and say, nah, I didn't do that. That was a dummy. That was a fake. That wasn't her. But it was.
It was not.
Well, I respect her for that. But on the other hand, there was... X is probably right. She probably didn't get anywhere any dangerous because obviously you can't allow anything to happen to them. Obviously, I wouldn't say I don't like her. I don't dislike her. I dislike the institution.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there's no way I want to see anything nasty happen to her.
No. Well, it's not... I don't dislike her personally at all. I dislike what she represents, which is this kind of elitism and entitlism of being born into huge amounts of wealth, huge amounts of land, and wearing stupid uniforms and doing stupid possessions. You know, I'm over all that. So, you know, I would rather we just looked after people as a community and didn't have this thing where we're subjects of Her Majesty. I don't want to be a subject of anybody, personally.
But, I mean... Can you see any of the good that she does do? I mean, let's be honest. They say that she brings in so much wealth, much money into the country because people visit Buckingham Palace.
Well, they want to go and visit Buckingham Palace, whether she was there or not. I mean, they're visiting historical buildings that a lot of countries don't have.
Yeah, but if you move the Queen out and move a load of, refugees in,
yeah,
people are not going to come and visit that, are they, and take pictures of it and think, oh, wow, this is great.
Yes, they will. They'll still come to London because of Big Ben and the Houses of Parliament and Madame Tussauds. And I mean, let's be honest, she's only a tourist attraction on a long trail of other tourist attractions.
Do you think she has any say in what she does and how she is and so on? Just say, for instance, if she said, oh, I want to quit now, do you reckon she'd be able to do that?
Yeah, I think she could quit if she wanted to.
But so what would happen? I mean, what would you wouldn't have anything in its place?
No.
Nothing at all?
Absolutely not.
What about you, Phil? Would you have anything in its place?
I wouldn't. I think we got something in its place. It's called a parliament, and that should be the ultimate authority in this country. We don't need
a queen.
I know probably somebody else in a minute probably phone up and say not. Somebody like Kevin would probably phone up in a minute and say I'm talking a load of rubbish, but that's what I think.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Exactly.
You're not rubbish.
Yeah, you're still talking a load of rubbish, Phil, but you're entitled to your opinion.
Exactly.
To the tower with you.
I can say the black is white and the white is black, and it's like, that's what I want to believe. I'm entitled to believe that.
Being colourblind, I would probably agree with you.
I mean, that's the thing with freedom of speech, isn't it? We're allowed to say what we like, and people are allowed to say we don't agree with you. I mean, that's the way it works.
I like that, because I like a good debate stroke argument, personally.
Yeah, I do.
So, do you have any, you know, when they start talking about a royal baby or a royal wedding, is it a case of, oh, God, not again?
I think that. When they had, there was something going on with the Queen a while ago, weren't there? There's something on telly. Was that some jubilee? Was that
the 60th jubilee?
Yeah, because I remember Lynn sitting and watching that in the lounge. And, oh, here we go again.
don't swear and then laugh.
Sorry, Ian.
Sorry, Ian.
But I when she was watching that, and I said no. I was staying in the bedroom at the computer.
I'm just sick of it all. I'm sick of hearing about the Queen and her amazing achievements of living to be an old lady. I'm sick of all the war stuff that's been going on, you know, let's go back to the war, lest we forget. And yet, lest we're forgetting and honouring all these people who gave up our lives to these horrible politicians, we're building tridents and nuclear war, something that is like, come on then, what exactly have we learned?
Aren't we insulting, though, all of those soldiers that, you know, died in world wars that fought for king and country?
I think we're insulting them by carrying on doing wars. I think they hoped that this would be the war to end all wars. And what are we doing here?
Yeah, you got a bit of a point there. When they had that Hiroshima anniversary recently, I was looking at, oh, that's dreadful. Obviously, I don't really know a lot about it, don't remember a lot. And my dad said it was a good thing, because my dad was a Marine, and he was in training to go in. And he said it would be the land assault on Japan, that millions of Allied lives would have been lost. So he thought it was a good thing, but I don't know.
I don't think it was a good thing, because I think there's people who are paying the price, children being born with deformities now, that are paying that price, and it's ridiculous what they did.
It is. My dad was in training when the war ended.
Yeah.
But what, I mean, you know, most of the royal families, if not all, are out there doing lots of charity work and making sure that those people, those kids that you've just mentioned there, they put their name to that charity, and that brings in a lot more funding.
Maybe, but it's not really work, though, is it? Like Prince Edward doing Celebrity It's a Knockout or something. How is that work? All right.
No, hang on, that's not what I'm saying. I mean, Beck's brought up a valuable point. There's children out there with deformities and so on and so forth. And when a royal comes along and then puts their name, they think, this is dreadful, we need to do something about it. They put their name to it. And they start then, you know, earning that charity a lot more money.
But Ian, children born with deformities shouldn't have to rely on charity. We've got an NHS and a welfare state. We should be looking after these children.
That's not the
royal
family's fault, is it?
No, but because they do it, the government think, oh, well, that's a little something we don't have to worry about. Let's just get a bit more champagne for the House of Lords in. You know, it's completely wrong.
But it's not stopping, hospitals. I don't think, okay, we're giving all this money to the Queen and it's not going elsewhere. That's not the case, because that's been proved very recently. You know, we've got money. We are a wealthy country. It's just no one's really... I think they've forgotten where they put all the wealth. Because, you know, there is money out there. Because, let's be honest, a little while ago they found a load of money for something. And now they're saying, I think David Cameron said the other day, right, we've got £5 billion that we're going to give to these poor refugees. Yeah. And you think, and the poor people of this country now saying, well, hang on a minute, what happened there? Where did you get that money from?
And yes, you know, like that charity thing on Monday, £20,000, people with motor neuron disease, by the time they've filled out all the red tape, it's too late for them to get the special equipment they need. So one of the things this charity does is supply the wheelchairs and the aids that help people as their illness causes them problem. To me, it's immoral that these people have to rely on charity for that.
I think that's wrong, but you can't blame the royal family for that.
I can't blame them, but on the other hand, they are part of the system that allows that to happen, and they should be standing up and saying, hang on a minute, what's going on?
Yeah, but the thing is, they do their utmost to help those people.
They don't sell their palaces by putting
their names to the charities. I think you look at the Prince's Trust, how much good work that does.
It does a lot of good work, and I think things like the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme are a good thing. But when it comes to charity and stuff like that, I would be far more respectful of them if they use their position to say, this is wrong. But they don't. They actually go along with it, and it's just not cool.
But do you think that they're allowed to say that?
Stop them. They've got freedom of speech. They choose not to get political because they're scared if they do that people will topple them and they will be found out, I think, to some extent.
And then what will happen?
Well, we won't have a royal family that is costing us millions and millions of pounds a year.
Yeah, but then someone else will get the money.
Hopefully the people will get the money in.
I very much doubt it.
Well...
But they're not getting it now, are they?
Look, that's because we don't live in a proper democracy. When you've got a House of Parliament that's so-called elected with 600 people in, but the House of Lords has got 800 people in that aren't elected, where's the democracy in that?
See, I do work with the House of Lords. Keep the Queen, keep Buckhouse, keep the royal family in place, OK? But I do away with the Lords. That's what I would
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I want an elected second chamber. I don't want a chamber full of cronies of whoever's in Parliament.
Yeah, see, I'm with you on that. What about you, Phil? House of
Why
Lords?
Why not have like a youth? Get rid of the House of Lords and like have a youth chamber, we've got the shadow youth MEP. I didn't know nothing about that youth MP. Why not have like a second house where the youth MPs can like get debated and get involved in it?
I'm just trying to think about what they'd put forward as an agenda. Yeah, I don't know. What would they do?
Free beer on the NHS?
Yeah. Well, you can laugh, but years ago when I worked on a stroke unit, we used to give, before the evening meal, a glass of sherry or half a thing of Guinness to everybody. And not because it was alcohol, but because it stimulated the appetite and the juices. And it, especially Guinness, it's got a lot of goodness in it. But I don't think they're allowed to do it anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. Cuts.
So, look, this is what I put on Facebook. So, our Queen will be the longest-serving monarch on the throne, longer than any other. I say good on the old gal. Great achievement. Has done more for the UK than people actually realise. Could have sorted out another bank holiday, though. So, are we royals? Penny says, nope. Kevin Barclay J says, not really. Then Philip chips in with, I agree with you, Kev. That's a first. Lisa says, yes, but Queenie made an arse of herself when Diana died. But overall, I think she's done a grand job. Now, I must admit, I mean, that kind of... Were you a Diana fan?
A bit.
Not really, no.
I think I was... I wasn't a fan as such, but I did feel for her because I think she suffered quite a lot, you know?
I remember watching a wedding on TV that everybody else did. And when she died, Lynn got this mad idea about going out to London when it was her funeral. I wasn't really interested, but I just tagged along to make sure she didn't get lost or anything.
You fibber.
No, I did, because Lynn wanted me to go with her, so I kept her to make sure she was all right.
I thought back at that time, I thought there were a lot more people that loved Diana than not.
Mm. And I thought she was a nice lady.
There are a lot of people that maybe thought the Queen didn't come out and do enough in those couple of weeks when the nation, a lot of people were mourning and grieving and so on. And when she did come out and make a speech, it was off the auto cue. It wasn't from the heart. That's the one thing that I look back and I think I've got a negative thing to say. I think that she does an incredible job. I think she gets lots of grief from all corners. And you know it's a thankless task.
What job does she do, Ian?
Well, she basically goes out there and shakes hands with people.
What kind of job is that? I'll do that for £32 million. Excuse me, I'll shake your hand.
I think she does an awful lot of good, and I kind of like the fashion sense she's got as well. I love the yellow one.
What fashion?
That's my favourite.
Is it? Oh, it's the hairstyle, isn't it? It's the hair.
No, I just think that I don't know what it is. Honestly, I just think she's a great lady because I think she pulls... She's like a great grandmother, isn't she? She pulls everybody together.
But she should be in sheltered accommodation along with everybody else's great grandmothers.
They can't afford to put her in there.
Why not?
Because they can't afford to put anybody else in there at the moment, can they?
Well, maybe she could pay for herself.
Yeah. Roger says, not a fan. Her offspring and hangers-on cost us a fortune. There's not a lot of support here.
No.
I'm surprised.
Are you, darling?
On you, then?
No.
I really thought there'd be more people. Kim, way to go, Kim, yes. Through and through, whatever anyone thinks about the monarchy, such dedication to duty is rare. Now, that's the point I'm saying. You know, back in the World War II, she was there at the sharp end.
No, she was not.
She was at the sharp end.
I'm going to look this up because she completely wasn't.
She was.
She was not.
I've got a picture of her in now.
In an ambulance?
No, not quite. She's sat on the bonnet in the front.
But where is it taken? Kent?
I don't know. But
Kensington Gardens. Yeah.
I think she's an inspiration to us all. That's what I think. I think she's an absolute legend.
I think she's a benefits.
Well, honestly, I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, but I honestly believe, I do believe this. I think she's the one person that maybe in this country we look up to. And only once did she slip up a bit when, you know, that she didn't show much feeling when Lady Diana passed away. And I think people just wanted to hear some words of comfort, and all they got was something read off an auto cue. And I think that's the only time that you know, people can question. But I think I think she's just an incredible lady. She's still working hard. She's still heads of certain charities, and so is the family as well. And I think they do so much, and they get too much criticism from the likes of you two.
Anyway, on that note, I'm gonna disappear and let somebody else have a go. But just gonna close on this note. There's only one queen for me, and it's Freddie.
Hey, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't respect that.
All right, I'll let somebody else have a go now.
Thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
Cheers now, bye. I mean, you know, I that's my feelings. That's my thoughts on the situation.
I just think it's outdated. I think, you know, 21st century now, we want a proper democracy in this country. We don't want this bowing and scraping and being subject to an incredibly rich family.
I hope my mate
who live
Pete,
high on the hog on the back of hard-working taxpayers.
I hope my mate Pete phones up, because I think he'll stick up for me. Hi, who's this?
Who did you say it was?
No, I was saying I hope that my mate Pete phones up.
Oh, Pete, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Hello, Bex.
Hello, Keith, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. The Diana thing with the Queen.
Yeah.
I think it was blown a lot out of proportion by the media.
Probably.
You know, a lot of people didn't know about it until they saw it in the papers.
No, I remember seeing it, and you make a good point there, blowing it out of proportion. I remember seeing it and thinking, she's reading that off an auto cue. If I was in that position, I would be reading this with a bit more feeling, and I wouldn't need a script. But bear in mind, it was what, 20 plus years ago. She would have been about 70-ish. You know, you shove a camera in someone's face, and you've got a. So she might have felt a little bit nervous about it, but at the same time, I felt, and like a load of other people felt at the time, that maybe there should have been a bit more feeling in the speech.
Yeah, I'm not a royalist, but I must admit, whenever I drove up the M4 in my lorry and I looked across to Windsor Castle and I saw the flag flying, I thought, oh, she's in today. You know, it's things like that. You know, she did make it an impact on my life, saying that being the Queen, and you know, I'm not a royalist, but I think personally, the Church, we're attacking the wrong person. We should be attacking the Church. I think they've got more money than what the royalty have.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To be honest with you, and they've committed a lot worse heinous crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the one thing you could say about the Queen is, you know, she hasn't done what many of the Catholic Church and other churches have, which is to take an awful lot of money off very poor people by telling them they'll go to hell if they don't give, you know.
That's very true, Peg. You know, like I've said it many a time when I was at Sunday school about this guy that threatened that the devil would, he had half a jar of coffee and half a jar of sugar. He tipped them both together and he shook them up so they all mixed, then tipped them on the table and said, the devil will make you sort all those grains out when you go to hell. And when you've done it and put them back in the other jam jars, he will make you do it again.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, mate.
When you were going through your dark times a little while ago, did you ever think, oh, Blimmin' Queen's got a, you know, lovely big house and people waiting on her hand and foot, and I'm Blimmin' struggling, maybe we ought to do away with the Queen?
No.
No?
No, it's each country should have its figurehead, and I think the Queen is the United Kingdom or Britain's figurehead.
Yeah, no, see, I think you make a valid point there, a figurehead. Each country should have a figurehead, Bex.
I'm not saying there shouldn't be.
I'll tell you something, Bex. You know, did you see Good Morning Britain this morning?
No, I didn't.
Well, the bit that did make me peeved, to be honest with you, you got all these refugees and whatnot trying to abscond from their country that's being absolutely blitzed at the moment.
Yeah.
And they were in Dubai, right? And they had this guy on there this morning. I think it was Andy. Is it Andy Peters? Or some other bloke. I can't think of his name.
Yeah.
And he was drinking coffee made with camel's milk, and also it was topped with gold flake.
You're kidding?
No. No.
That's ridiculous.
And, you know, because that's where they are. And then he showed off all these cars and whatnot, saying that this is what they can afford here, blah, 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 you know. It's a totally different world. And they won't take any refugees.
Do you know what? You make a very valid point there. And just to highlight the Good Morning Britain, I think it's the most dreadful programme I think the presenters on there are so unprofessional and so flippant, and so I think they're completely useless, to be honest. They're an insult to television. But what really annoys me about this £1 million that you were talking about, that they're going to each, I think they're going to many countries to highlight the fact that they've got this competition where you could win £1 million, okay? Yeah. It's £2 to enter. This thing has been running for a couple of weeks. It will run for another couple of weeks. And these idiots that are putting their £2 in, it's not this television company are giving you £1 million.
Well,
you're giving yourself £1 million between one person out of everybody.
Yeah. It's like crowdfunding.
Yeah. But what about, you know, there's a certain radio station just across the water from you that does it every week, where you can phone up or text in and answer a question, and the cost of the call is heinous. Or the text is heinous, but that's how they get the money to give away.
We are sheep, aren't we?
Oh, crikey, mate, yeah.
We are incredibly sheep-like, but aren't we? We really are. I mean, it infuriates me that, you know, this competition, it's not a weekly thing.
No.
This has been running for a couple of weeks. It's going to run for a few more weeks. I'm pretty sure to the end
of
the year.
I think Good Morning Britain is the TV morning programme for the common people, to be honest with you.
Do you know, I think it's absolutely dreadful. And I think the woman on there, Susanna Reid, she used to be on BBC One in the mornings.
Yeah.
And she's gone from like being a serious journalist to just a gooey, girly girl.
She's not likable.
I watch BBC sometimes, but it's too straight-laced and po-faced, and I should be on about £100,000 a year to be watching this programme.
It's all a bit twee.
What I miss? I miss the one that Chris Evans used to do in the mornings on Channel 4.
Yeah, that was Channel 4
Breakfast. The Big Breakfast Show.
Yeah, I used to love that.
That was Bob Geldof's
lot,
wasn't it?
It was a great way to start the day, actually.
He got into trouble recently, didn't he?
What, Bob did?
Yeah,
what
that's
for?
The only reason he's offering the hours people in his ace, isn't it?
Oh, why did he get into trouble?
Carfest. Didn't you hear about it?
No.
How he upset a lot of people. He was absolutely horrendous with his language, actions, etc. A public family event.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason he's offering to house some of these people. He's trying to get his, you know, back into the public favour.
He was on a show the other day. It was the One Show, which I find another sweetly suckering kind of yuck-making show.
Yeah.
And he did look, he rough, you know. And I thought, now there's a guy who's had a lot of tragedy in his life.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a lot of respect for Bob Geldof.
I do. He walks the walk as well as talking the talk, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
true.
Absolutely.
But as for Bono, well, you know, he's earning enough off that biscuit company, isn't he?
Well, somebody made the point the other day. Do you remember it was a Live 8? And we got Live Aid, he came back and he was clicking his fingers. Every time I click my fingers, somebody dies in Ethiopia. And someone shouted out, well, stop doing it then.
Classic. Absolute classic. Yeah. But never go on the Queen, mate. Big upper, mate, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right, then. Before
you go, are you upstanding?
I am at the moment.
Are you up? Can you? Is there any chance you could stand up, Bex?
No chance. I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? So don't play that. Well, obviously because the TV runs all night now, doesn't it? But they used to play it last thing at night, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
They should bring it back.
Didn't the radio used to do it?
I think I'm going to program it to do that every single night before we go to bed.
Radio. Was it Radio 2 or Radio 4 when it used to shut down at night? They used to play it.
They should all do it. I'm going to start a campaign. Bring it back.
Well, it's not Britain anymore, mate, is it?
Well,
it's not.
Ish, that's what I say.
It won't be Britain.
That's why it's called British. It's ish.
You know, God save the Queen. I'm an atheist and I don't believe in a monarchy. I've got so many problems with just that sentence.
All right, God save punk rock.
Yeah.
Thanks
Catch
for being
later.
There. Cheers, bye.
Now, Ian. Here we go. She joined the auxiliary tutorial service as a Sorbiton. She learnt with all the other girls on the course to change wheels, take engines apart, rebuild them and to drive heavy vehicles. However, it was necessary to make some concessions to the safety of the heir to the throne, and she went back to the castle to sleep each night.
Charm.
The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fibre for the best deals in broadband, television and phone, 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
This is Vectis Radio.
Self-publishing your own book is much easier than you think it is. About your own life, a local historical event, an interesting untold story about a relative, pure fantasy or fiction, or maybe an illustrated children's book. Talk to Cross Print Media for advice on self-publishing and how to get started. Call 52 4885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Business Insight, a weekly programme of interviews and insights from some of the island's most respected business leaders on what drives their success, plus business news and information to help your business succeed in today's fast-paced and competitive business world. Mondays at 6:20 p.m. on The Evening Event, also available for download and podcast online at vectisradio.com. Business Insight is brought to you by Jigsaw Sales and Marketing Consultants, driving business success.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's James Pickett from Arriton.
Setting up cost was reasonable. The people who came to do it came when they said they would and did what they said they'd do. It's fast and it's a revelation to someone who's had spent 10 years down a one megabit BT line.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240240.
Whitefibre.com.
24-month contract required. Faster speeds available in all cabled areas.
White Fire can supply all your fire equipment as well as carry out all required servicing to keep your business, hotel or guest house safe. We offer fire extinguishers, fire alarms, emergency lighting, a full range of fire and safety signs, fire blankets, smoke detectors and much more. We are the largest fire safety specialist on the Isle of Wight. We offer 24-hour island-wide coverage. Contact us on 01983 407 155 or visit us at www.whitefibre.co.uk. White Fire and Security. We pride ourselves in providing a quality service to all of our customers.
Where do you go for a wide range of animal feeds, accessories and lots more? Sandown Pet Store are the island's premier store for all your pets' needs. We are open 6 days a week on St John's Road, Sandown. Telephone 01983 407788 and speak to Paul or Wendy for a friendly and reliable service.
Always move forward. If you stand still, you die.
Someone famous might have said that at some point.
Or not.
Either way, we at Vectis Radio took it to heart. From this Monday, Vectis Radio is changing.
Is changing. Changing.
Oh, wait, I don't like change. It scares me. I want to eat in the Wimpy and go shopping at Woolworths.
Woolworths.
We say, embrace change. Woolworths is gone now. We've moved forward. We've now got Poundland. All right, that's a bad example. But most change is a good thing.
And we know you're going to love it.
We know you're going to love it.
From Monday the 7th of September, Vectis Radio will have a new sound with fresh new jingles. And these ones really are brand new.
These ones really are brand new.
We've also got a new look on our website, vectisradio.com, including a brand new online magazine featuring news, views and opinions. It's called Hello Vectis.
Hello Vectis.
So say hello to Vectis on Monday and let's all embrace the change together.
Together.
I'm Dominic Cole, back with the Vectis Radio Breakfast Show.
I'm the old boy, Ian Mack, returning to the mid-morning show with a little LSD.
And I'm Brandon Langdon, back on the evening events.
Hello Vectis.
We'll see you on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday.
Stay social and get in touch. Add us on Skype. It's Vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Not again.
Okay, it's 17 minutes to one. We've got Jackie on the line. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Are you standing?
Yeah, I am indeed.
Good, good.
Yes, I'm with you. I mean, people seem to kind of think that the royal family are like us, and we're like them. They're not. That's why they're the royal family, and it's a tradition of I don't know, generations, generations, and if we didn't have the royal family, we'd have some dreadful republic. We'd end up with a dictator like Assad and Syria or Blair. Imagine President Blair over us or something. I mean, God forbid that anything like that should happen to us.
Yeah, and, see, that would
I
be...
think that the royal family are an institution that we should keep.
Very much so. 100%.
Very, very much so. And to my mind, the co-presenter and Phil were demonstrating everything that I would have thought they wouldn't like, and they seem to be a complete lack of respect. And I would have thought that Bex and Phil would command respect from the youngsters and from people now, because that is something sadly lacking. And I think, my mind, they've shown the mark of disrespect.
Jackie, why would I want to respect something that is unfair and elitist? It's a hereditary monarchy, so people are born into it. I mean, if we are going to have a head of state, I want somebody who merits it rather than just being born into it. And, well, and you're quite right. I don't respect...
I bet if you were born into it, you wouldn't be thinking that way.
I certainly would.
I don't know.
I would not want to be a member of the royal family for all the tea in China.
I possibly would, but they are the royal family. They might not like it, but they're born into a life of duty, aren't they? I tell you what, I'd rather pay my taxes to the royal family than bring and will see Wayne Rooney earn £250,000 a week for kicking the ball about.
Yeah, but that he earns that from the ticket money. The hard-working taxpayer, as Dave Cameron likes to keep telling us, Jackie.
Up every morning and doesn't do anything.
And he sleeps with old prostitutes.
Who does? But that's his own money.
He's not much of a role
pampered,
model, though.
Honestly, my husband's almost as pampered. He's so looked after. I mean, I don't know where this is all coming from. I think it's all very negative, and I think we'd be a very, very sad country if we didn't have our monarchy.
Yeah, agreed.
It would be an awful. I think it would be the downfall of us totally. I really do. Other countries have their monarchies, and they are perhaps quite so prevalent as ours, but our one is the envy of other monarchies, and I think we should be very proud of them.
Too right.
I'm sure they are the envy of other monarchies, because they're living high on the hog on the backs of normal working people, Jackie. And they're completely unaccountable.
I'm sorry, but there are an awful lot of people that are living like that on the backs of hard-working people, and living a better life than I am, with more money to spend in their pockets and putting nothing into the system and taking everything out.
I think that's more of a Daily Mail thing. I disagree with you completely.
I've come across these people in our life when we ran a bed and breakfast and took in people who were in between homes, shall we say. And what they didn't get given to them for doing sweet FA was unreal. And there's no respect for anything, no respect for anybody, and I'd much rather pay a tax to the Queen. She costs us something like about 2 pence a year or something.
No, she doesn't, and I'd much rather my tax went to people who are dying of cancer because they was in the cancer treatment.
Yeah, but you don't pay tax. You said you're retired.
Yeah, well, we still pay tax. Well, I'm not retired, actually. I work as a secretary for blah, blah, blah. But
I still wouldn't want to live in a republic with a head of state. You'd end up, I don't know, like Saddam, like Blair,
I
don't know.
I think that's happened in America, Jackie, where they've got a president.
I don't think we'd want anything. I just wouldn't want that. I really do feel that our royal family is wonderful, and
I'll
always hangers on. There always will be, and there always have been. That it's not just this generation of royals. But looking back, I mean, yes, they are figureheads, and I think everybody needs a figurehead. And yes, the Queen does command tremendous respect. And she has worked hard. Oh, well, it might seem funny and frivolous, all she does is shake hands all day. But there must have been days where she's had to be diplomatic. She can't voice an opinion in public. She's probably had to sit through hours and hours of boring meetings and concerts and do awful things. She's done it with grace.
I wouldn't want to do her job.
She has done her job remarkably. And there must have been times when she has thought to herself, oh, I just don't want to go and face another round of all this. And I'm very proud as well, because my auntie met the Queen when she received Normandy money. And to see my auntie's face, she was so proud to be presented with Normandy money by the Queen for what she has done in the community and helped people out. And, we're proud of that as well. And I won't have anything said against them. There's always going to be rotten apples in every family. And bad guys and bad girls. That's inevitable. It's human nature.
Brilliant. On with you, Jackie. Thanks for your call today. Thanks for your call today.
Okey-dokey.
Cheers now.
Bye.
Just to come off the back of that, because Julian has been in touch as well. He sent a message. Great dedication to what must be a very hard job. Not only has she got to put up with... I can't say what he said about the husband. She also supports a... going to clean this up as well. A twit of a son in Charles. What we pay for support to our Queen is far less than the income she generates for our nation, and she pays tax like you and me. Forget the knob she has. Forget the what? Forget the knob she has for an eldest son. Let him continue to sleep around. As he has all his adult life. Support her grandson and his family. That will be the future of our monarchy. Long live the Queen. I'm kind of liking, I can read between the lines there. I think she's done a terrific job. And I think the next generation of royals, I think that's where you'll see change. And I think it'll be change that you might like and other people might like as well, because I think it might be a bit of a compromise.
Well, I've got some interesting things here, you know. And this is... One of the things I didn't realise, and I did my little bit of research for today, because blah, blah, blah. Did you know that having a monarchy gives our politicians almost unlimited power? Like, with a royal prerogative, this allows the Prime Minister to sign treaties or declare war without a vote in Parliament. The Privy Council are a body of advisers to the monarch, now mostly made up of senior politicians, which can enact legislation without Parliament. So it's not this kind of benign little head of state who shakes hands and works so hard for her country. I'm personally quite tired of listening to the rhetoric of how hard she works. A lot of people in this country work incredibly hard for very, very little and do their duty every day. They don't get rewarded with palaces and untold wealth and ridiculous amounts
Wayne
of
Rooney does.
Deferment simply because she was born into being a queen. You know, if I'm going to defer to somebody, it's going to be because they're fantastic at what they do. It's not going to be because they were born into it.
So what happens, just say for instance, let's do away with the House of Parliament and the House of Lords as well and let the Queen rule the country. Mm. She'd be a lot fairer, I think.
Well, you just get another dictator, aren't you? Because you can't vote your royal family in. You can't vote your head of state in. And I think in a democratic society, the person I want to be head of my state is someone who we voted in and who's earned that right, not someone who's simply be born into it.
Yeah, but that's not worked, is it? Because we voted in David Cameron and you don't like him either.
Well, I didn't vote in David Cameron. No, and the way we haven't got democracy in this country anyway,
no,
let's be
haven't.
Honest.
We haven't. My wife put it quite rightly about 5 years ago. She said, you know, yes, we've got democracy in this country. Every 5 years we vote for a dictator.
Yes. You know, she's absolutely right.
That's it.
I absolutely agree with that.
So, isn't it, you know, there's an awful lot that maybe needs to change. It's not just one thing. But I just think at the moment, I think we should keep the royal family because I think they do a terrific job and I think there's a lot of flag waving and I think there's a lot of pulls people together and makes them behave in a way and their manners start getting better where they're, you know, saying hello to each other on the street, waving their Union Jack flags and so on and so forth. It brings people together. I'd rather have a crowd of people cheering with, you know, cheering on the Queen outside Buckhouse than going to a football match and hearing him cheer on a thug like Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, but the thing is with Wayne Rooney, I mean, you might not like the man, but he's an incredibly talented footballer. He's got where he is by carrying on to be an incredibly talented footballer, and he's come from nothing to do that. And what we have is a situation where our head of state is not someone who has earned that right. They were born into that right. So no one can aspire to be like, in America, you can aspire to be president. I mean, let's face it, the chance of anybody poor doing it is practically nil. But there is still the principle of that. There isn't with the royal family. We're stuck with them.
Do you think we should have King Wayne then?
No! I think he should be a footballer. So, he's a good footballer.
Well, he's not.
Well, he is. He's just got 50th international goal. Yeah. It makes him the highest goal scorer in England.
There's something. You know how cynical I am?
Yeah.
At the weekend, they played against San Marino.
Right.
And they got a penalty that shouldn't have been a penalty. It was never a penalty. And even now, when you see the footage, you think, well, I shouldn't have got a penalty. But he got a penalty, and he scored from it. Last night, got a penalty as well. I'm just thinking, has that been fixed so that Wayne Rooney...
No. But it swings and roundabouts. You and I both know.
Stop right there. You say no,
yeah.
Okay? There's a lot of gambling, and there's a lot of dealing going on in football. Football is filthy through and through.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee you that there'll be a gambling person in, you know, you're the referee. Can you give what? Can you give England a penalty? Because if you give him a penalty, and masses of people don't gamble on this, bet on this, they could, somebody's going to make loads and loads of money. And I put it out there that maybe they ought to investigate that. He got a penalty that never was to equal the record, and then 3 or 4 days later, he got another penalty that should never have been, and all of a sudden, he's the top scorer and he's the toast of Britain. I say fix. Someone has fixed that.
Yeah.
Someone has match fixed that. It's easier to do. Who can you collar the most? Who's the easiest person to collar? Not the goalkeeper, who might let in a goal. The referee who knows that if I give a penalty, Wayne Rooney's the penalty taker. Have a bang on that, in the words of Ray Winston.
Well, we all know that there's been a lot of match fixing going on in major sports, and not just football, is it? I mean, there's been cricket. I haven't heard anything about rugby, actually.
See, rugby's, you know, that's a more, pardon the pun, a royal game, isn't it? It's a bit more respectful, even if it is a bit more rough and tumble.
Well, I think it's probably because it's played at public schools, isn't it? You know, it's a big public school game, as is cricket. I mean, football, less so.
Yeah.
You know, so what do they say, that football's a game played by gentlemen, watched by thugs, and rugby's a game played by thugs, watched by gentlemen, I think?
See, I think the people that... I think you're doing a disservice to the players, that because they are... I mean, it creeps into the game now and then. If someone treads on your ear and gives you, you know, cauliflower ear and stuff like that. But you get the... I think there's respect through and through in rugby.
I
think football, it just brings out the worst in people.
I mean, you look at the rugby players. They're running around, aren't they, with bandaged heads and blood on their faces and da-di-da. A footballer falls over and starts crying.
You know,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, got a hair out of place. And you think it's... That to me is so wrong. But, I mean, when you... Let's get back on track. When you go into other countries that haven't got some kind of monarchy or a dictator, has it worked? Have they got a lovely country where everything's okay?
Well, I mean, Germany hasn't got a royal family. They're doing well. They're doing the hot houses of flipping Europe. France haven't got a royal family. Those two countries are doing the best in the whole of the European Union.
Okay.
So, yeah, actually, I think they are doing pretty well without a monarchy.
So what are you saying then?
I'm saying we shouldn't have a monarchy, Ian.
Why didn't you say that in the first place? It's taking you a whole hour to say that. I kind of misunderstood you. I thought you were joking.
No. You are such... Honestly, listen, if you could see his face. No, don't. It's horrible.
My feelings haven't changed. I still think that until you come up with a better solution, a better situation that would be a better situation, and you'd have to prove it, then I think, you know, I think we should stick with what we got. I think what we got is wonderful.
The Royal Protection Security Bill on lost rental incomes and palaces and state-owned land of the monarchy are roughly £334 million per annum.
They're worth every penny.
No, they're not.
They are.
How many people who are going down to food banks right now would benefit from a bit of that money, Ian?
Well, who probably had the idea of starting that food bank up? It was probably a royal helping the people out.
No, it wasn't. It was actually, I think it was Gordon Brown, but...
Was it
Gordon? I think so.
So even when somebody has a great idea, we boot him out as
I don't think food banks should be necessary.
No, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
If we're living in this flipping country where we think monarchs are fantastic and food banks are okay,
though,
there's something really wrong.
That's not the Queen's fault. Let's be honest. Look, the Queen let a homeless person in Michael Fagan in 1982 let her come in and have a cigarette on the bed. I mean... What I found amazing is that he didn't take a chance because it had ER on the bed. Anyway, we'll leave it there. We'll agree to disagree.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being there.
Pleasure.